Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And hour number two coming at you from Century 2 Exhibition Hall. Shane Dennis with you here on site. And 1 hour in the books, 1 hour to go. Draft tonight, a lot of NFL talk. We talked to Vinny Iyer from Sporting News in the first segment on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. That was part of What's on Tap, brought to you by Side Pockets. Coming up here in just a second, Pilar Pedraza from Cake TV talking about football and all of the kind of the medical ramifications that go along with it. Also coming up in about 25 minutes, we'll have some NBA talk. The Clippers stayed alive. They beat the Warriors last night to force a game six in the NBA. With all of the excitement, we welcome in Pilar. Appreciate you dropping by. Thank you.
Happy to be here.
All right. Glad to have you. With all the excitement around the draft tonight, hundreds of young men will have their dreams come true, the ones that have their names called. It'll go all the way through the weekend, and then free agent signings after that, even the ones that don't get drafted. Lend us your expertise on what your piece coming out on Cake TV tonight is all about.
Well, the thing is as much as we love sports, as a nation, we adore sports. I have my own personal favorites in games and everything, and so does everybody else. But the fact is, as much as we love sports, there is a downside to it. There are dangers involved. And when you're talking about something like football or basketball or soccer, cheerleading even these days, there is a huge danger of concussion. And with concussion, we're getting better about recognizing that we need to take kids out and get people out of the game and let them rest up and not make them play when they have concussions, no longer tough it out. But there are longer-term consequences that can be associated with them that we're just still now starting to figure out. And one of those is that any concussion can double the risk of suicide. That's one of the ones that they're just now starting to figure out in the last year or so as they're looking at research and studies that have been done. And so we take a deep dive into that.
We're talking to Pilar Pedraza from Cake TV, reporter, talking the issues with brain injuries in football. It kind of came to light, I suppose, or there was at least an eye-opening kind of thing a couple of years ago, because there was a movie that came out. Will Smith starred in it. Mm-hmm. It was a fascinating movie, by the way.
My favorites.
And finally, we started to at least inch away from the tough it out, shake it off, cobwebs, all these catchphrases that were really concussions, right? Mm-hmm. And so you latched onto it and you decided, hey, I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. When did this come into your brain first?
Well, I've kind of followed it for a while. My son was always a child, as a young child, who was very athletically active, loved to play sports. But as he started to get older, I started to wonder about being involved as I watched, because for a while I was teaching, and I'm watching all of these athletic kids, and they're having these sports injuries in high school that we didn't used to see until college or until the professionals, you know, and I'm wondering what's going on. And that started kind of opening my eyes to the fact that there isn't always just the victory and the agony of defeat. There is sometimes the agony of just playing.
We're talking to Pilar Pedraza from Cake TV, reporter. She's got a piece coming out tonight, 10 o'clock tonight? Is that
10
right?
10 o'clock on Cake TV.
All right. It has to do with the dangers of playing football, suicide rate. And you had a unique opportunity, right, to visit with maybe the poster children of head injuries, what it can do. And you talk about the ultimate tough guy, Jim McMahon, right?
Yeah. And I have to admit to a little bit of ignorance here. Well, I love sports. I'm more of a basketball woman than a football woman. And so when I knew that he was active, but I actually didn't know who he was and how famous he was until my producer was like, 85
Bears.
Super Bowl, yeah. 85 Bears. And this is really bad, really hard, but I recognize some of his teammates, Peyton and the Fridge and that sort of stuff that they were talking about, because I grew up in Southwest Michigan. But I don't know that I'd ever heard his name before
we start working on the story.
But he really, really impressed me. Incredibly wise, really thought about what he is pushing for. He admits, I did some stupid things. You know, he talked about one time he got a concussion first half and went back and played the second half. Doesn't remember it. Doesn't remember calling plays. Couldn't call plays. Doesn't remember playing the game at all. But he played it. And he is a very active advocate for diagnosis and treatment.
I think there was a 30 for 30 on ESPN. And I'm trying to remember the exact focus, whether it was 85 Bears or Buddy Ryan and Mike Ditka. But anyway, they finally got around to that bunch, and they talked about they talked to Jim McMahon, and he would occasionally wander around the house, forget what he was doing.
Yep.
He's famously had the sunglasses on the whole time from an eye injury way back when he was a kid, but now it's because of light sensitivity and headaches and concussions, and now he finally realizes, as you saw, Pilar, that, hey, I wish I could go back and change things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not give up the game. He was very adamant about that. He'd not give up the game. He's like, I still would have played. I just wish we had better recognition, better treatment, better diagnosis.
All right, Mariah back at the studio. We have a couple of sound bites of Jim McMahon, one being a couple of Jim McMahon's teammates actually having committed suicide after their playing days are over with. Mariah, you can play that one clip for us, please.
Well, I've had, I think, three teammates kill themselves. Dave Dorison with the Bears, Andre Waters with the Eagles. I can't remember who the other one is. That's another problem with these concussions. Your brain, sometimes you can remember stuff, sometimes you can't.
All right, and to that end, Pilar, what kind of responsibility do you think, or admittance that you think we will eventually get from the NFL that, hey, head trauma does actually lead to this? Because I know they've been slow to come around. And rightfully so, because it's a business.
Yeah, it is a business. I think that's the bottom line right there, is when it affects their business is when they will start to respond and react. When people stop playing and at the lower levels and providing that talent and start looking elsewhere, when people stop watching because the game's gotten boring or that, you know, all their heroes are injured and not playing anymore, whatever, that's when a change will happen. So often when it comes to business, it comes down to the bottom dollar. And that's when, you know, when that starts to get affected, that's when change happens.
Pilar Pedraza from Cake TV reporters. She got a report coming out tonight on Cake Channel 10 about violence in football and concussions and suicides coming after that and the whole nine yards. Really a good piece that we look forward to, and on the eve of the draft. It's interesting timing. But and goodness knows how many of those guys are going to get their name called tonight have had at least one or more or undiagnosed, right?
Yeah, and very likely undiagnosed. When I was speaking with Dr. Kimberly Mollick, who runs the concussion clinic over at Wesley Medical Center, she said the average high school athlete gets 1,000 hits a year to the head. Now,
do the math,
and,
right?
Exactly, do the math. And it may not be a major concussion. It may be very minor. As you know, like you said, I got a little bit of cobwebs. Take a few minutes, shake it off. You don't think anything about it. You know, somebody rung your bell.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, it's cumulative. Every one of those hits, it accumulates damage. And so each one of those may have been very minor, but it starts to accumulate. And then you get that big hit, and the damage is way worse than it would have been if you hadn't have had all those little teeny tiny ones earlier.
All right, we'll get into the youth portion of this here in just a second. Full disclosure, I have a son. He's a junior in high school. He's not a football player, but he did in youth, in junior high, peewee, whatever you want to call it. And I can't remember exactly the age that he came to me. I was taking him to practice one day, and he said he had had enough. And I asked him why, and was concerned because they were during practice, and I wasn't advocating him quitting on his team once he committed that he wanted to play. But he said something to me that I found really kind of jarring and interesting. He said, it's really serious to these guys.
Yes.
And once it is, if it's not to you, that's the best way to get hurt.
Yeah, exactly. And that actually, my son decided not to play athletics in school for the exact same reason. He did. We did the little leagues and all of that, and he had a lot of fun, but he said, I don't want to try out for the team. It's too serious. I just like to play for fun.
And this isn't certainly pinpointing head injuries per se in this conversation we're talking about right here, but it's basically the same. He goes out there and gets hurt.
Yeah.
And he's not taking it as serious as everybody else is. Boy, it'd be tough to live with for him and for us
exactly,
as parents, right?
Exactly. I have a friend whose son got a concussion playing, a serious concussion playing football. I had a student when I was teaching at West High last year who got a concussion, I believe, while he was wrestling. And it really affected those kids' lives. And that was just one concussion. And it, like, you know, it was weeks of recovery for them. And, okay, for 75% of people who get a concussion, any symptoms, healing, et cetera, is gone in a week or two. Most concussions don't take that long. They're not that bad. But for that last 25%, the ramifications could last a lifetime. Hey, we just don't know enough about the brain. We know how a bone breaks and how it heals. We know how sprains work. But we just don't know enough about the brain right now. We're still learning.
Talking to Pilar Pedraza. She's got a report coming out on Cake TV tonight at Channel 10 at 10 o'clock, so don't miss it. It's pretty much on the heels of the draft tonight when the NFL calls their first-round names. Coming up this evening is Roger Goodell. We'll be bro-hugging everybody that comes up on the stage, as he does every year. Okay, we got one more clip of Jim McMahon talking about youth football. Mariah, roll that clip for us, please.
I would still play football again. I mean, I love the game. I don't want the game to go away. This is not what this is all about. I mean, I think youth football is going to eventually have to just get thrown aside, because when you start out that young, I mean, these kids, I see kids with 6 and 7 years old, they can barely hold their own heads up, let alone, you know, you see them out there, they look like bobbleheads. They can't physically hold a helmet up. And that's, you know, when you start out that young and you continually have head trauma without really realizing you're getting head trauma, I mean, it just adds up and adds up, and it's going to get worse.
Short of having trainers, physicians, and the like on site, what would your suggestion be about youth football? When can they start? When should they really start taking this? We talk about our kids saying they were taking it too seriously. When should it start? Do you have a start age or date?
For taking it seriously, I don't think, you know, I think that Jim McMahon had it very well pegged when he said 17. Junior, senior year in high school is about the time kids should really look at things seriously. Up until then, have them play tackle football. Learn the rules of the game. Learn how to run plays, but don't have the contact. He also had another suggestion that could go from 0 to 100 as far as age, but he suggested going back to the leather helmets.
Because I've heard that a lot. Mm-hmm. You'll teach kids and teenagers how to tackle if they take their head out of it.
Exactly.
You know, don't leave with the head, and that's obviously where the head injury starts.
Yeah. And made the comparison. You don't see the same level of damage done, the same numbers of concussions in, say, rugby, where they just don't wear pads. Yeah, okay, every once in a while you get somebody who takes a fall and the head hits the ground, of course. But that could happen in any sport.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have that head-on collisions like you do in football.
Talking to Pilar Pedraza, Cake TV reporter, talking injuries in football, specifically head injuries. I was at a small enough school where there was no youth football until you were in junior high. And then, even then, and I won't necessarily take one side or the other, but that was still at a point where there was a bit of hugging going on and you fell to the ground. It wasn't necessarily the car crash collisions, you know, that high school and beyond gets to. What kind of major rule changes, dates being backed up, any of the stuff we've talked about that you think might happen first when it's simply, we've got to do something different about this?
Well, some of it comes down to the basic American culture. And as Americans, we glorify sports. I love sports, but we tend to put them above a lot of other things. And until we have a basic fundamental shift that our health is more important, that it's not being wimpy to say, my head doesn't feel right, I need to sit out. Until that happens, I don't think things are going to change. And I can't tell you the number of little kids I've seen where they take a fall, they hit their head, and what are they told? Shake it off.
What about at the very highest level? What about the NFL? We've got the movie out, a Concussion, I think is what it was called, that turned up the heat on some people. When do you think anything, if anything, will change at that level to where there are really and there have been rule changes, and referees are throwing flags, maybe unnecessarily, to try to take head hits out of it. Mm-hmm. When's the next big thing at the NFL level, if you had to guess?
I would guess it's going to come at the player compensation end, They did have, and McMahon was a part of this, the lawsuit against the NFL, and they got a win that if you ended up with one of these diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's disease, that are connected to repeated head trauma, then the NFL gave them a payout. But if you have, like McMahon does, serious repercussions but not to that level, you're still out in the cold. They don't even have insurance once they're no longer playing, even though they have lifelong physical damage from their time on the field. So I would say that that's probably going to be the next step. That's something that I would say my guess is we may see players start banding together as word continues to spread, as groups like McMahon's advocacy organization continue to spread the word and urge changes. I think we're probably going to see some sort of a contract change with the players demanding a little bit more compensation, maybe lifetime insurance, that sort of thing.
Give us one last thumbnail sketch of what to expect from your report, when we can watch, where we can see it tonight.
Okay, 10 o'clock, right, well, actually, not 10 o'clock, right after the draft, which roughly 10:30 or so just watch the draft and then stay with us.
Okay, good enough.
And we'll be right off the top of the show, unless there's something horrific happening, which please no. And we're going to take a deep dive. We'll look at the dangers, at the impact. We'll talk with McMahon about how it's affected his life, what his advice is. We also talk with local doctors who deal with this and how they think, where they think the underrepresentation, the undertreatment is happening, and really the dangers of suicide that are connected to concussion, which is something that, you know, yeah, we know it can affect your life, but it can also affect your death.
Pilar Pedraza, KTV reporter, appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Good to visit.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Bruce, we'll bring you back in here. I know you listened to, you got thoughts on that. You've got a young man that's getting ready to go play basketball at Southwestern College. Congratulations, by the way, on that.
Very excited by that.
What you just heard about youth football, Jim McMahon, and everything in between.
Well, first of all, Pilar is an outstanding reporter. Her work will be good. And her work will be informative, and so it's a worthy thing to pay attention to. I think it's an ongoing debate, more at the youth level probably for me, Shane, than it probably is at the division, at the college level, maybe even the high school level, certainly the NFL level. I think Pilar is right on target. I think there would have to be changes in the collective bargaining agreement. There already is a certain degree of friction in the NFL with the old line, the old guard players, how they're being protected now via insurance and the type of coverage that they're receiving after they've left the game. The NFL, I think, probably needs to be much more cognizant of that and have to do the right thing by way of the players that have really made the brand, have made the shield. And you can't have guys like Mike Webster falling through the cracks and being gone at an early age. You can't have Junior Seau, a NFL Hall of Famer, that commits suicide and is fraught with the CTE. You can't have Dave Duerson and guys. These are things that just can't be, and we've got to be better than that. And I think that the NFL, regardless of how they're being dragged there by hook or crook, or whether it's doing the right thing or whatever the case is, I think that they will, get there. I hope that college football and high school football, to the degree that it can, with the challenges that they face with financials and things of that nature, will get there as well. So that leaves us with the responsibility at the grassroots and young football players. And I think we're already seeing, I've seen statistics that indicate that football at the youngest levels is not being played as much. So obviously concerns over youngsters' health, especially at such a young age, I think are pretty real for moms and dads. And I think as you move forward, the moms are going to have a lot to say about their sons and daughters moving forward, playing in these kinds of sports where the threat of these sorts of injuries and long-term injuries are pervasive. You have a son, Shane. I have a son. I have said many times, and this is coming from someone who played football, was the son of a football coach. That was the culture that I grew up in. But when he decided to not play football anymore, I was not unhappy.
So was I. Same way.
I was not unhappy. I was just fine with it. It was like, no problem, dude. You concentrate on your baseball and your basketball or whatever else that you know you're interested in and that you have some passion about. That's fine. Find out whatever it is, and then off you go. But and football wasn't one of them. So it didn't bother me in the slightest. In fact, I was a little bit relieved, to be honest with you.
Just to catch up, we're live at Century 2 Exhibition Hall. It's Wichita Downtown Lions Club Pancake Day. Big fundraiser down here from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Just $7 a person. All the pancakes you can eat, plus it's a great fundraiser event for the Lions Club that turns 100 a little bit later on. Yeah, full disclosure, my kid, I was the same way. And talking about moms, my mom now, and I played football too, And by the way, if I had to do it all over again, I would play football again. It was
so
great.
So would I.
Was
not even a question.
There was nothing better than Friday nights. But my mom now, after the fact, said, I was kind of a nervous wreck up there. I can't believe I let you do that. And I can totally understand why you don't want your son playing. But your dad and I, your dad and I let you, but it wasn't without some sitting on pins and needles up there because, you know, I played at a small school to where it was you play both ways, and there's still plenty of people around the Wichita area that play offense and defense, so there's even more opportunity to get hurt. But I love football as much as the next guy, but when it comes to this, and I can certainly appreciate, too, Bruce, that people that are concussed wanting to get cleared and get back into the game. I can totally appreciate that, and that's why I have a problem coming up with a legitimate solution to these concussions and how to curtail them, and you're not going to prevent them. But I don't have an answer, man. This is unbelievably slippery slope.
It is, no question about it. We'll continue in just a moment. Hang with us. Much more as we get to it. We'll get into the NBA playoffs a little bit. The NFL draft continuing, obviously, to take a lot of our attention this morning. And we've got a little Wichita Force ticket giveaway, so be listening on how you can win as we continue Sports Daily. Shane and Bruce right here on this Thursday edition.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.